So I'm going to tell my story. My story starts with moving to Baltimore for a little nonprofit that I knew very little about, seemed to be doing really cool stuff, and I saw that their major fundraisers were a bike ride and a drag show. And I was like, yeah, those are my people. So I came to Baltimore literally the first time for my interview, and I was hooked because I saw there was some interesting, cool stuff happening here. So I came to Baltimore, a new, new dietitian, and I was trained by the indomitable Ginny Burge, who some of you know. So Ginny took me out. Some of you may also know, dietitians at Movable Feast do home visits. So one of the things that they do, go out, see people, do a clinical assessment, you know, talk about how people are eating, talk about, if they have enough, what their clinical situation is, do body composition testing. And that's a big part of what they do. So I went on my first home visits with Ginny Burge and, went down the whole thing. It's very, very kind of routine. You get used to doing a clinical assessment. And then at the end of the assessment, Ginny turned to the patient and said, "Would it be all right if I give you a hug?" And the patient said, "Yeah, sure," and gave her a hug. And it was a nice little moment. And we left. We got back in the car. And back in the car, I'm talking to Ginny, and I'm kind of surprised by the hug because, as a clinician, it's not kind of standard practice. And so we're talking, and Ginny says, "Yeah, well, our clients are very isolated, and they the people that they see, it might be their driver that they see once a week, right? Very isolated. It means a lot to them." And so I said, "Okay," it seemed kind of, Yeah, Rufus. He's one of our drivers. You're going to hear from him. It seemed kind of invasive to me, but I was like, if you've ever met Ginny Burge, you know that if she tells you to do something, you do it. Yeah. So then it's time for me to kind of fly solo, and I go out for my first set of home visits, and I've got, an eager, young, dietetic intern and, a bag of food and a bag of all of our equipment and traipsing around in the mud. It was a really muddy day, so my first concern was just don't screw up the entire house, don't track mud everywhere. So we get to the house, ring the doorbell, this really kind of shy, sweet, middle-aged Caribbean woman opens the door and lets us in. We sit down, we start kind of, small talking. Again, I'm not really used to doing an assessment in someone's living room. But we kind of fumble through it and then, kind of hit our stride. How are you eating? Any nausea, vomiting, how are you managing your diabetes? Talk to me about your kidneys. We're going through everything. And then she shows us some pictures of her 17-year-old nephew that she's their guardian. And he's developmentally disabled. And, she's very proud of him. And we get to the end of the assessment, and I realize, okay, it's time for the hug. So I kind of gather my courage, and I turn kind of awkwardly to her and say, "Would it be okay if I give you a hug?" And she's kind of like surprised, but then she's like, "Yeah." So I go and I give her a hug. And then when I pull away, I see she's crying. And she told me, "I don't touch people. Because I know that if they knew what I have, they wouldn't want to touch me. So I don't touch people anymore." And so I gave her another hug. And that, at Movable Feast, we talk a lot about feeding people, fighting disease, fostering hope, and that was fostering hope. And that one is sometimes harder to see, but it is just as life-saving. Thanks.